Mayor Mayo, last year, Ben Bernanke, former chairman of the Federal Reserve, could not refinance his mortgage. His response was that perhaps Congress has gone too far in regulating banks and financial institutions. Has Congress gone too far?
Well, Congress has not gone too far when, the standards and guidelines are in place and you don't meet those. There's a quote-unquote underwriting procedure that's done, as it was done when I was an underwriter. There's standards that's put in place, and you have to meet those. Sometimes when you don't meet them, depends on who you are, there's an exception. But I don't think that there should be, quite frankly, exceptions unless there's extenuating circumstances. So I'm sure that there were reasons why he could not refinance. And so that's why those standards and guidelines are in place.
Mr. Haber?
Well, of course the government's gone too far. Let's look at Dodd-Frank. Your community banks are having to buy or compete with national banks. It's not a level playing field. The reason Bernanke couldn't get a loan was because he had failed one little check in one box. If you look at the report that was put out by Newsweek, your bankers now, their hands are tied, just like our hands are tied with Obamacare. A banker now, certainly in the community level, like OIB, Cross Keys, any of the local banks here in Monroe, can't make judgment decisions. They may know you. They may think you're the best person in the world, and they know you have the ability to repay. But because of Dodd-Frank, they can't give you the loan because every box is not checked. So, yes, the government has overreached again with the Dodd-Frank and has made discretionary lending a passe, a thing of the past. We need to get back to that. We need to throw Dodd-Frank out and let our bankers do what they do best, and they know how to lend money. They're not going to make a bad loan if they think they're going to lose money. I mean, they're in it to do business.
This question from Bob Levin.
There are some examples. I can think of one example when the government is overreach. When the Republican Party shut down the government, there was overreach causing thousands of folks to not have a paycheck. That crippled the economy in a huge way.